Vikings running backs coach Kirby Wilson joins us in the studio. You preside over an important position for the Vikings because we have one of the best backs in the NFL on our team, and you're working with him every day. What's that like?
It's a lot of fun for me, both personally and professionally, because of his stature and the type of player that he is. So it's fun to come to work every day, but especially when employee number 28 is in your room.
Aside from Adrian, you have a good group in you, and we're going to get to the rest of those guys in a minute. But talk a little bit about when 28 is in the room, or when he's in the huddle, or when he's in the backfield, what that does to the rest of that position group and the rest of the team.
Yeah, well, he has a presence to him. Things he's done in the past has been legendary. You know, when he walks in the room, he lights it up. From a personality standpoint, from a player standpoint, and it's the same when he's out on the football field. I mean, he lights it up, and he has an awareness about him and a presence that people, they follow him. And you can see all eyes, or most of the time, always on him.
He had a big run against the Pittsburgh Steelers in London, if you remember.
I remember that.
Okay, tell us what you remember about that experience playing in that game and watching him.
Scooch to the right side, gets loose at the 50, sprints out to the right to the 40, and Adrian's inside the 30, to the 20, 10, touchdown!
You know, I remember, all I can tell you is I can give you the sound effects.
Pew! Yeah, that's a good sound to hear when he's on your team.
He was gone, man, and he made a guy miss, and he, next thing you know, he looked up, he was in the end zone celebrating with his team.
A 60-yard touchdown run by Adrian Peterson.
So he's a dynamic player who makes plays like that all the time, whether they're true explosive plays or splash plays where he runs over someone, makes someone miss. He's very, very dangerous.
You played the position at the pro level, and now you've been coaching it for a long time. So taking away face of the franchise and all the off-field stuff, the presence stuff, just from a skill set standpoint, what does he do really well?
He's bigger than most, or I should say normal-sized halfbacks. He's faster than most. He's explosive. And that's what this league is made of, big, fast people. And as a running back, you don't have many people of that size and stature and that speed and explosiveness to do what he does. And that's what makes him unique. And he's a tremendous finisher with the ball in his hand.
Without him for much of last season, you tapped on Matt Asiata quite a bit.
Gives to Asiata, spurts up the middle inside the five, to the end zone, touchdown for running back Matt Asiata.
I just think he has a big heart. He's proven that he is an accomplished inside runner who's got really good power, tackle to tackle, and he's tough as nails, and he's very, very sharp mentally, football-wise. He's got an intelligence about him that there's never too much information for him because he can handle an overload, and he's very dependable. I love that about him, that once he's in there, you don't ever have to second guess.
Jerick McKinnon checks it at running back and gets the carry. The weapon for Georgia Southern. He's in Atlanta territory. What a run!
He is just as athletic as anybody on the field. This kid is exciting.
Think you found something special with Jerick McKinnon?
We think so. You know, we're going to continue to work with him. He has gotten better each and every day. And every day he does something that kind of excites you and makes you go, wow. And we hope that that continues to happen on a daily basis. He's got an extremely bright future. We just got to have some luck with health. Like, you know, we all do at all positions. But if he has that luck with health, he could turn into be a really good player for us someday.
Talk about the role of running backs, not just in the running game, but the passing game as well.
Well, it's vital. You can't take them out. They're out there. And you got to be able to pass protect. They got to be able to run routes. They got to be able to catch the football when it's in their presence. So we think we've got some guys who can do all those things really, really well at a high level, and we want to exploit that as much as possible.
Heading down to training camp after the off time to rest and relax, what do you look forward to about training camp?
Wow. I mean, it's time to go. It's time to strap it up mentally and physically and start to grind. And that's the great part about training camp is you're locked in now. Everything is now structured to get better and to start to play a football game. And those are exciting times for players and coaches once you get in camp.